Hey, everybody, welcome. My name is Matthew. Today, we're going to take a look at the Federal Reserve balance sheet and how fast it grows. All right, coming back to the all-time view of the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve. This is on log scale, again, base 10, so every level up here, it's 10x higher. We're looking at billions. And remember, when you get to 1,000 billion, that's a trillion. Okay, so when did they get to 1,000 billion over the Federal Reserve's history? I actually knew this answer already, but still wanted to scroll over for you. It was exactly during the global financial crisis. Okay, you see they were at $910 billion. Let's zoom in here. So here you see that it's 900 and some billion dollars when the global financial crisis was nigh. And by the end of the year, they were already up to $2.2 trillion. This was QE1, QE2, 2011, QE3, 2014, 4.48, $4.5 trillion balance sheet. Okay. The point of this video, I've talked about this before, we'll revisit it often, but the point of this video is to show you how fast the balance sheet has grown since 2008. Okay, they tried to normalize here 2018 into 2019. That failed, especially because of the COVID pandemic, according to them. They had to increase. And then you see here the Silicon Valley and quote-unquote crypto banking crisis that occurred in March of 2023. A lot of extra liquidity was provided to many banks, although they are continuing to shrink the balance sheet over the course of this year, to where now the balance sheet stands at $7.67 trillion. So that's a long time starting here, basically when the Federal Reserve opened their doors in 1914. We're 110 years on with the Federal Reserve here. So let's just very quickly look at how fast this balance sheet actually grows and see if it can give you some insights into your portfolio. Okay, so I'm going to do the all-time exponential regression trend line now here in black. Okay, remember, this is just a mathematical statistical calculation. The coefficients will be in the show notes if you want to try to run it yourself in Excel or Google Sheets. The regression until 2008, okay, this trend line, I stop worrying about the inputs exactly before 2008 hits, okay? The slope of this curve is 6.6% per year, 6.6% compounded. And as I've said many times, financial markets, they typically work naturally under an exponential growth curve. So you see here, when it's an exponential growth curve on log scale, it's a straight line. 6.6% per year, or from compound growth, we can find doubling time. That means the principal, in this case, the balance sheet, will double every 10.9 years. So every 10.9 years, we're doubling. That was the way the Federal Reserve grew its balance sheet all the way up until the global financial crisis. But after the global financial crisis, we can see that things are quite a bit different. Okay. Yes, we had the Great Depression here. We had World War II here, where we went under and above the curve. But generally, you can see that they were pretty much lockstep on this curve all the way up to the crisis. But from 2007, we have a completely different growth curve, and I'm going to draw that right now. This is the exponential growth curve of the Federal Reserve's balance sheet from 2008. I could have started it late 2008. That was exactly when you see it. Things went haywire, and that was exactly when, you know, Lehman Brothers failed and everybody knew that a global financial crisis was on. But I just gave them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. I started it in 2008, January. So it's actually helping them a little bit, making the growth not as extreme. Nonetheless, let's look at the two numbers now that you see in the tooltip. Okay, 6.6% per year. That was the all-time growth for 100 years. Now, what is the growth? What is the slope of that exponential growth curve? 11.4%. Okay, it's almost double. Not quite double, but the compound growth per year of the balance sheet is almost double. Now, 6.6% is a lot. Okay, that doubles every 10.9 years, your principal or balance sheet, as I said. The growth rate over the last 15, 16 years since the global financial crisis, it doubles at 6.4 years, or 11.4% per year. Almost double the growth of the all-time trend. And you can see, when you look at exponential growth on log scale, those numbers can diverge quickly. Okay, so it seemed not so far apart here, the start of the growth curve in 2008. Okay, it still was $700 billion apart as far as where the growth curve starts. But as we continue up on this new era, this new epoch of central bank money printing, base money printing, we can see if we pull this all the way out to 2030, the growth curve from all time should have the Federal Reserve's balance sheet lower than today at $4.3 trillion, whereas the growth rate of the curve that they're actually on, nearly $20 trillion. Now, the key question you need to be asking yourself here, how this relates to your family, how it could relate to your portfolio. The Federal Reserve, since 2008, is doubling their balance sheet every 6.4 years. The Federal Reserve's return on their own assets, which they print freely, is 11.4% per year. So the key question you need to be asking yourself is, since 2008, how quickly am I doubling my own personal stock or bond or asset portfolio? Hope this helped you. Thanks for watching.